All right, good morning and welcome. It's nice to see so many people here. I wanted, first of all, to make a sad announcement. Dorothy Fitch, who all of you have known and who was coming all of last year, died on Tuesday. And she was at Serenity House, and she decided on Sunday, I believe, that she didn't want the feeding tube any longer. And she died on Tuesday. So it's a blessing that it was so fast. And today, there are quite a few members of her family here to join us, because Dorothy was such a, you know, staunch member. She had been for so long. So would you like to stand up so that everyone knows who you are? Okay. And I also wanted to say that the funeral is going to be on February 8th, which is a week from this Monday, and it's at 10 o'clock at St. Raphael. So that all of you can know about that. Okay? We also have today, I wanted to say thank you to Green Group for bringing all the refreshments. And I noticed that they have a lot of healthy stuff. They have a lot of fruit, which is very good. And next week, it will be the Red Group. So if you are part of the Red Group, please note, your turn is next week. Okay? Today, we have Jane Fehrenbacher, who is going to lead us in a prayer. So, Jane.
Well, actually, I'm going to read something first from this book. Thank you. I appreciate that. You may be familiar. This is a book that was published in 1988. It's Macrina Whitaker's book, and I think I've had it just about that long. It had a very big impression on me, so I went and looked at it again. And what I'm reading is from chapter 6, and it's called A Handful of Flour, A Little Oil. The stream of our lives has a way of drying up at times, and ravens or angels are not always around to bring us food. The widow of Zarephath found herself in this dried-up state. She was gathering sticks to prepare a last meal for herself and her son before they died. It was then that the prophet appeared on the scene, asking for a drink of water. Her poverty did not prevent her from setting off to get the water. But when Elijah also asked for a scrap of bread, she was brought face to face with the reality of her emptiness. It is one thing to be empty, but when you are asked to feed someone out of your emptiness, it can be terrifying. Then comes that lovely confession of her utter poverty. I have only a handful of flour and a little oil. How can you feed someone with so little? The physical poverty and the emptiness in this very human, down-to-earth story parallels the spiritual and emotional emptiness that we so often experience at the table of daily life. My hope for you is that you never give up on your handful of flour and your little oil. When you believe in it, the little that you have has tremendous potential to increase. Your jar of meal will not run out. Your little oil shall last forever. There are days when I stand on this earth with a handful of flour and a little oil, knowing full well that with the little I possess, I'll never be able to bake a whole loaf of bread. It is then that I remember that a little is enough if I bring it to my real presence. When you believe in your little, miracles happen. When you remember the crumbs, wonders abound. And there's a poem that she wrote. Having eaten my last crumb, I hear a voice in the wilderness of my heart. Bring me a little water, the voice pleads. I'm off for the water, when again I'm interrupted. Bring me a scrap of bread, the voice calls. I freeze inside, barely able to believe the demands of God. It is kindness to give someone a drink, yes, but to give out of an empty house is agony. Someone is asking for a crust of bread, and I have only a few tears, a handful of flour, a little oil. The sticks in my hand are to build a fire, to bake a few crumbs for myself before I die. But the call waits in my soul like a volcano. I bake the bread in silence with my tears, with my handful of flour and my little oil. The salt from my tears is the seasoning. The hungry one eats and is nourished. Suddenly, I am hungry no longer. My vessel of flour is undiminishing. My jar of oil never runs dry. When you have gathered up the crumbs of all you have and are and baked your bread in the only place left, the oven of your heart, then you will know what it means to be bread for the world. There is a wealth in poverty that ought not to be wasted. There is nourishment in crumbs that ought to be tasted. Now I'm going to ask you to read with me this prayer. I got this prayer from a conference I went, actually, of Richard Rohr's conference on poverty. Getty?
May God bless you with discomfort and easy answers, and have truths and superficial relationships, so that you will live deep in your heart. May God bless you with anger and injustice, oppression and exploitation of people and the earth, so that you will work for justice, equity, and peace. May God bless you with tears to shed for those who suffer, so you will reach out your hands to comfort them and change their pain into joy. And may God bless you with the foolishness to think that you can make a difference in the world, so that men will do the things which others say cannot be done.
I always hate these things. Anyway, today, first of all, thank you, Jane. That was very beautiful. Yeah, we really appreciate that. Today we're dealing with the third chapter of Richard Rohr's Things Hidden, which deals with personality, with feelings. And we have a speaker who is very, very well qualified to speak to this. Dr. Dawn George will be our speaker this morning, and she is a PhD psychotherapist, and she has been practicing in Santa Barbara for 29 years, so lots and lots of experience. She's been associated with Pacifica Graduate Institute for over 20 years, first as a student, graduate student, and then as a faculty member in their clinical program and in their mythological studies. Recently, after having her 40th student dissertation defense, she concluded her association with Pacifica. And I think after defending student dissertations all that time, she probably thought, it's enough. You would. With Glenn Schultz here in Santa Barbara, she started with the founder of Still Point, which was dedicated to spiritual practice. She lives in Goleta with her husband, who is fully retired after having run Casa Maria. And Dawn has decided that to keep her sanity, she has to be only partly retired. And I think some women probably agree with that, who have husbands who are retired and, you know, they're at home all the time. It's nice for you to be someplace else. And both of them like to travel, and they have gone to various places, but the place that they really love to go is to New Zealand, where they have a son and three granddaughters. So it's a beautiful place to visit and certainly a good reason to go. Dawn has presented here before, and she is willing to be with us again. So would you all please welcome Dr. Dawn George.